אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, my name is Dr. Jason Kaplan. I'm a cardiologist in Sydney. I look after a wide variety of patients with cardiovascular disease. And thank you very much for having me on the program.
Dr. Jason Kaplan, the reason that I wanted to talk to you is about the coronavirus in our hearts. Because some people have minor conditions with their hearts, some more serious conditions. The question is, how do we cope now in these times with the coronavirus? Who is at risk and what should we do?
All right. This is a very anxiety-provoking time for everyone. And, you know, at the moment, we do know that people with certain heart conditions are at increased risk from more severe complications if they get an infection with the coronavirus. Now, this is not everyone with heart disease. This is people who have an impaired function of the heart. So people who've been diagnosed with heart failure, people who've possibly had a heart transplant, who are lots of medications that suppress their immune system, and also people that have untreated severe heart valve disease. All of these people have a reduced, what I call, cardiorespiratory reserve, and that means that their cardiovascular system has a lot of difficulty in dealing with a huge another stress on the system. Coronavirus first infects people via the lungs and can cause a very severe respiratory system. It can cause a severe derangement in how people oxygenate their blood. And this puts a huge stress on the heart. And so they're the three key areas that people who are at risk need to be very, very careful of. Now, there's been a lot of talk in the media, and it's about people with high blood pressure as well. And when we start to analyze some of the data coming out of the countries where we've had lots of infections, such as China and Italy, a large amount of people who have been severely affected have had high blood pressure. And that probably is more a factor of that high blood pressure is a factor of age and getting older, as opposed to people with high blood pressure, because a quarter of all the population are on medications for high blood pressure, and that's a quarter of people over the age of 50. There's also been some concern about certain types of blood pressure medication, and in particular, the class that we most commonly prescribe, the ACE inhibitors and the angiotensin receptor antagonists. And most people are on them, and some websites are advising people to come off these medications. But I really want to stress for people listening that you should not come off these medications unless you're advised to do so by your doctor or your treating physician, because some of these medications do provide significant benefit. And all the major cardiac societies around the world saying there's just not enough evidence to make that decision yet.
We're talking to Dr. Jason Kaplan, a cardiologist in Sydney, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Kaplan, what do you advise people that suddenly, I think people have lots of anxiety, you did say that, if they feel any chest pain and they don't know what to do?
We do know, and we have seen, especially from overseas, that people, firstly, because of stress causes a problem with the cardiovascular system, and in some situations trigger heart attacks. But also we've seen heart attack-like symptoms in people who've been infected by COVID-19. I think that people need to take their chest symptoms seriously, and while some, you know, it's often difficult to tell if a symptom just is related to anxiety, but people need to take their cardiovascular symptoms seriously, just like anything else. It's important that they seek the right medical attention. What I would advise that if people have been think they've been exposed to coronavirus and they do have chest pain, they need to do their best to call ahead to the health facility that they're going to, so they can at least be warned, that so the medical carers can put on their protective personal protective equipment on, just to protect the medical people as well. Because what's really interesting is that when you look at in Italy and Spain at the moment, about 1 in 10 of all people affected by coronavirus are people on the medical front line. So for my colleagues that are on the front line, we do our best to warn them ahead so they can put all the protective gear that they need to protect themselves.
We're talking to Dr. Jason Kaplan, cardiologist, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Kaplan, from next Wednesday, only urgent surgeries will be allowed and non-elective surgeries will not be performed in hospitals around Australia. What does it mean?
So, look, this is a significant impact for the care of heart patients and patients with heart disease, Nitza. For most people presenting with an acute heart attack or, you know, acute life-threatening heart issues, this will be dealt with acutely, and people do not have to worry that these will be dealt with within the hospital system. For people that are waiting for an elective cardiac procedure, and this is for people that have their heart disease is stable, but it's still something needs to be done about it, those sorts of procedures will need to be delayed. And for the most part, it should not cause people of undue worry or concern. For the most part, the majority of these cases will be able to be controlled with medication. And in actual fact, I would advise people that it's probably safer to delay that procedure rather than try get it done sooner, because when someone is recovering from procedures such as open heart surgery, their immune system is compromised, they're weak, and really we don't want anyone to be possibly affected by a respiratory virus that may affect their lungs as well. You know, at this time, if you've got heart disease or if you are interested in taking care of your heart, I think I would just advise you stick to the basics. Make sure you get plenty of good nutrition and a good plant-based diet to take care of your heart. You know, adequate sleep. We've already talked about this is causing a lot of anxiety for people, and I would, you know, ask people to reach out to their family members, their friends, either virtually or to try and manage their stress levels and anxiety levels, because we know that is bad overall, you know, bad for heart health, and also to get adequate amounts of sleep. And it's also really important that people don't stop taking their heart medications, because, you know, that's really important that they stay as stable as they can over this time.
Dr. Jason Kaplan, thank you so much for your time.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.